60 KGFX, it's 7:30.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
All right, we have Amanda Carolyn with us right now, and we are going to talk bras for a cause this
morning. Got it right.
Yeah.
Most people say the, and it drives me crazy.
For the cause?
It's actually bras for a cause.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I've never done it wrong, so I guess all right. I guess that's how I've ever known. Bras for a cause, yes. And let's talk about what the cause is.
It's a cancer fundraiser. We originally started 20 years ago as a American Cancer Society fundraiser, Relay for Life, with Charlene Lund. And about 6 years ago, my family was attending an event, which we'd been to several, and it was dying. It broke my heart to see a cancer survivor giving her story, and the crowd was gone. There was no one there. So I had asked the director at that time, who was Tanya Kratlow, if she had thought about someone taking it over. She handed me the reins, and
Yeah, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. I didn't look back, and I have five, I call them my poor core bras attendants. They are my volunteers. They help me every week, the first week of the year and of the event, and they run hard all week with me, and it wouldn't be pulled off without them.
Okay, yeah, and it is, and it's a great thing. And one of the things that people, survivors of cancer, need to be able to need to do is to be heard.
They do.
Because so much of all of the process is all in your head. I mean, your positivity,
it's most
knowing
definitely.
That somebody else has gone through it and has made it.
Yes.
Makes it easier for...
You know, when I first started, I really didn't understand cancer and how strong your mindset really is.
Yep.
And I always say, I wish the darn doctors wouldn't put a tag on your toe.
Right.
They should tell you it's the flu. Because the minute you set that negative thought into a head, if they don't have a strong group or tribe, they're not going to make it.
Right.
So... I have two boys, they're 11 and 12, and they are the most positive boys about cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They first started with just bras, so they're all about the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very comical to listen to them, but it's also educational because they have invested themselves into it. But now we've broken off to where we help all types of cancer survivors.
Right.
And Riley Nelson's actually the head cheerleader for our Cheer for Cancer this Saturday at our event. And her and nine other cheerleaders are going to come out on stage with different colors. Colors representing different cancers because of her grandfather having stage 4 esophageal cancer, which I think is amazing because early detection is really where it's at.
It really is, and it really helped him out a lot.
It did. And our speaker, Abby Bacon, actually her sister had cancer at the age of 42. So she started mammograms at the age of 36. She's a 6-month survivor.
Right.
So she will be talking for us in the age of 30s.
Right. And of course, we can't talk about the importance of making sure that your mammogram is scheduled and stuff like that.
Yes.
You're taking care of that because, again, early detection is key.
You know, and I really have to stress, males can get breast cancer too.
Mm-hmm.
And the physical is where it's at. I mean, men think that they're invisible and they need to get out there and start taking care of themselves and getting that physical as well.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So the event is going to be coming up.
This Saturday,
okay.
6 o'clock at the Larkspur Landing, which is the new event center.
Okay.
Not sure if you heard of that, but they're on the top of North Garfield, right next to the Burn Fitness, the new location for Burn,
okay.
In front of the Sharp Reynolds building,
okay.
Between First National Bank and Menards.
And that's the Lark?
Larkspur Landing.
Okay.
Becky Scott's in charge of that. And I have to give them a shout out because they were not going to be ready till like the middle of November or the end.
Sometimes we need to prod people.
Well, there was a wedding booked over our event at our other location. And Becky and Garrett came together to say, hey, we're going to get this put together. It might not be 100%. And I said, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there to look at the floors. We're there to help cancer survivors.
Right. Well, great. And again, this is going to be coming up this weekend.
Saturday.
Larkspur Landing.
Correct. 6 p.m.
And again, Larkspur Landing is where?
Next to First National Bank in Menards.
Okay. So it's up there.
Yes.
By the mall. And,
yes.
And
right across from Beck Motors.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old Connect building.
The old Connect building.
There
the
you
old
go.
Sharp building. The
yes.
old
it is still sharp.
Schlachter building.
Yes.
It's,
yes.
it's that up there. Okay, yes. so, okay, so, all right. So.
And you can get your tickets still at Cowboy Country Stores, all three locations, if you haven't grabbed one yet. And if you're a survivor, please reach out to us on Facebook. We'll get you a free ticket. We have sponsors that pay for that.
You know, and that was the one of the things, too, that when my mom finally went through it and got through the whole thing, the first thing she wanted to do is help out other people.
Most definitely.
That we're going through it. And it is a community.
It is.
It really is a community. And it's a community of survivors and helping people out. And this is just one more way to do it. Bras for a Cause. And it's going to be coming up on Saturday.
Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for coming in, Amanda.
Yes.
And of course, we're going to continue to go on with people in the neighborhood as we are going to be meeting with Jennifer from the Discovery Center. That's
Good
going to be
morning.
Coming up.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
Well, let's talk about it here. Let's talk about what we have coming on. And we're going to talk all things the South Dakota Discovery Center right now. And the thing we've been talking about is?
Best for Last.
Okay, so let's talk about the Best for Last.
Yes, you can get your tickets now at sd-discovery.org. It is a reverse raffle, so people get prizes. And at the end of the night, someone wins $10,000. And all of the proceeds go to support the Discovery Center and all of the work we do to support STEM education and young people and folks that are curious of all ages.
And we're going to go ahead and start with that thing that we always start with. A lot of people don't know all that the Discovery Center does.
That's
when you
so
say
true.
STEM education, that is education for little kids. That's education for big kids. That's education for teachers.
Most definitely,
you've
yes.
got programs. So if there's teachers, if there's science teachers out there that are looking for a little help with maybe a curriculum or anything like that, you can help them out.
Yes, we can help them out. They can bring us into their classroom. They can rent kits. They can do professional development with us over the summer. We have all sorts of things from our preschool all the way up to helping professional scientists and researchers communicate with the public.
Right.
So we do a lot of different things to support our communities.
And it's statewide.
Oh, yeah, statewide. And one of the big things we're doing right now is career workforce development. And so on the 31st, on Halloween, we're bringing Stanley County and Riggs or Pierre School District kids mm-hmm. to the Ramcota and doing a whole career day teaching them about all the different local area Central South Dakota careers to try and keep them in the area and so they can think about what they need to do to get a job when they get out of school.
You know, and so many times with our community and in this area too, kids get to that point, no, I can't wait to get out of town, and then they're gone. But mm-hmm. then they end up coming back.
Yep, yep. And we want to make sure that kids and people that are wanting to stay in our communities know what resources we have available and know what they can do for work here. And so
and
that's
we have
a big
lot.
Push. Oh, yeah, we have so much going on. And it's pretty much all relates back to our mission of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. And you can do science in any field. Bankers are scientists with math and numbers and things. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting to get kids interested in their future.
Well, great.
Yeah.
So again, let's talk a little bit about the event, the Best for Last, that's going to be coming up.
Yep, it is on November 16th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. We have childcare options available, so you can drop...
So you have no excuse not to
exactly.
come.
Exactly, no excuse not to come. You can bring your friends. You can come on down and have a great time of celebrating the Discovery Center, having free food, beverages, and all sorts of things supplied by local vendors and win fabulous prizes.
And then, of course, we want people to swing by the Discovery Center as well because...
Oh, always.
You know, for some of us, we took our kids a lot. Memberships to the Discovery Center. The membership for this Discovery Center is not expensive.
It is not, and it gets you access to over 500 other science institutions worldwide.
And it's not just, you know, a little science institution in Bug Tussle, Tennessee.
No, it
is like the Science Museum of Minnesota. So you go there for a trip or anything like that, you can get the whole family in for free.
Exactly.
To the Science Museum of Minnesota, and you can take in all of the stuff that's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You can go into Chicago. I took a trip to Las Vegas and got to get into their Natural History Museum. You just, anywhere you go, there seems to be a member institution. Yep. And so if you have a membership with the Discovery Center, you have access worldwide to other institutions of learning.
And this membership at the Discovery Center is a lot less expensive than the membership to all of those other places.
Or just the admission.
Exactly. Yeah. Just the admission to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most
so
definitely.
Your money ahead of just doing that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, and it helps you out and stuff like that. And a lot of changes, of course, at the Discovery Center as well.
Most definitely. We are so excited with our ever-growing staff so that we can then better support our communities and bring more programs and hands-on science.
A lot of stuff going on at the Discovery Center, but the most important one that we're talking about.
Best for last on November 16th. Get your tickets now at sd-discovery.org.
All right. I can't think of anything else that we need to cover.
I mean, just visit our website if you're ever curious about what we're doing or if you need a membership today.
All right. Okay. So there we go. And that was People in the Neighborhood and, of course, brought to you by Lee Real Estate. 746 on 1060 KGFX.
You've asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Me, Jamie Weisbeck, Kevin Kolstock, and Jason Euchre are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you'd prefer to call in and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help you build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.